This is Senator Al Simpson. President Bush has given us a sweeping package of initiatives targeted at cleaning up the nation's air. Will they help Ted Kennedy pierce through the fog? We'll face off in a moment. Ted, George Bush said during the campaign that he wanted to be the environmental president. Now he's proving up. His thoughtful clean air overhaul is designed to rid cities of smog, cut toxic industrial chemicals from the air, and protect lakes, fish, and forests from acid rain. Congress has been log-jammed on this issue for 10 years, unable to find any suitable compromise for all the competing regional interests. But now we have to work in the interest of this entire nation to cut back ugly brown auto smog and snuff out sulfur dioxide emissions created by burning too much high-sulfur coal. The president is dead serious, Ted. I was with him on a crystal blue Wyoming day last week when he shared his vision for all Americans to breathe clean, fresh air. I'm serious too, Ted, and ready to go to work. Are you ready and reasonable?
Al, that unusual sound our listeners just heard was a long overdue but well-executed Simpson flip-flop on the environment. You can't escape your record, Al. For 8 years, you were part of the Reagan Anti-Environment Brigade. You did the polluters' dirty work and blocked any progress on clean air. The Reagan administration didn't win any friends on the environment, Al, and neither did you. Now we have a new president, a new plan for clean air, and a new Al Simpson. I just hope your position survives the first visit from your fat cat contributors and the lobbyists for the polluters, because we'll need your vote in the battles ahead. President Bush deserves credit for delivering on his campaign promise to try to be the environmental president. And you deserve credit too, Al. When you were about to be run out of town, you ran around in front and made it look like a parade. Good footwork, Al. It's your brain work that gives me pause. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the Supreme Court's unfortunate retreat on civil rights. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.